following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
T at your service with no Jolene Roxbury in sight. No Jim Weaver either. Hey, that means I can really do anything I want to do. Unfortunately, the only thing I know how to do is play the show intro. Whoa, that doesn't sound right. Oh, the phone's ringing. Let's see. I'm gonna forward it to Jolene at the beach, man. That's this button right here. I'm sure she won't mind at all. I mean, after all, she might be at the beach, but she's a real trooper. She's on duty 24 hours a day, always standing at the ready to take care of anything the show might need. I think it'll get me a...
Who could this be? Hey... Could you move that bucket of crawfish? My phone's under there. Under the towel. Hello?
Hey, Jolene, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom.
Where are you this weekend?
I'm on vacation.
You're not in the studio?
No, I'm at the beach.
Well, where's Jimmy?
Texas.
Well, where's everybody else?
Well, I'm really not sure. We've got people all over the place. Everybody's taking a break. The kids are all fried out from exams. We got the ACT coming up. We're just taking a break.
Well, who's running the show?
Well, Earl T, actually.
Earl T?
Yeah.
Isn't he the one who screwed everything up last time?
Yeah, we're going to give him another shot.
What's the matter with you? You should know better than that.
Well, he's been doing a lot better, and he's the only one who was available.
Are you on your cell phone?
Yeah, didn't you call my cell? Wait. He forwarded this from the studio. Well, what's going on?
Well, I'm calling because I need to ask you something.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Hold on. That's my other line.
Mom, you know I hate that. I hate for somebody to call me and then put me on hold. Well, who's calling you? Check that first.
I don't know who it is.
But you've got caller ID. Why don't you use it?
Because I can't see.
Why can't you see?
Because I don't have my glasses and I can't read who it is. The screen's too small.
Well, find out who...
Hang on.
Oh, okay. Mom... She really did put me on hold. I really can't stand this. I mean, if you call somebody, you're supposed to talk. Or at least ask them if it's okay to put them on hold. Mom, are you there? This is ridiculous.
Hello?
Mom?
Oh, it's still you?
Yeah, it's still me. You sounded all nice and everything. What happened?
Hang on!
No, don't put me back on hold. It's aggravating.
Hey, would you go back up to the house and get the sunscreen for me? Thanks.
Hello?
Mom? It's me.
Wait.
Mom, stop putting me...
All right, hang on a minute.
Hey.
Hang on a minute.
No! You've got to stop putting me on...
Hello?
It's still me, Mom.
Damn!
Please hang up that other line.
All right, did I lose you?
No.
I got to the other line and I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Whoops! Hang on! They're calling back!
No, do not hang up the phone!
Hello?
I'm not gonna talk anymore.
Thought I lost you!
Did you want to lose me?
Well, of course not, Jolene. I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Hello? Are you still there?
Yes. Where are you?
All right. Well, I'm at this restaurant up near Lake Martin.
Lake Martin?
What was... The one you go to all the time when you're up here.
I go to a few restaurants when I'm at Lake Martin. What?
The one with the steaks you love so much.
Poplar Dogs.
Yeah, that's it.
I love Poplar Dogs.
Yeah, we're all up here.
All?
Well, let's see. Me and all your sisters are here. You mean nobody called you?
No.
I thought you got the call that we were all going to be up here.
No, I was going on vacation, but nobody called me.
Yeah, your brother's here, too.
Really? The whole bunch. Nobody called me.
Hey, which one of you was supposed to call Julie?
Well, you know, when you got up there and realized I wasn't there, that would have been a good time to call me.
Well, by the time we would have gotten in touch with you, you wouldn't have been able to make it here in time anyway.
Well, how do you know that? You didn't know where I was.
Well, I don't know.
Well, if you didn't know where I was, you could have...
Well, you don't need to have your drawers in a bunch over it, Jolene. I mean, we're all up here now, so...
I don't have my drawers...
What difference does it make?
Hey, Hillary, calm down.
What's that?
I said you sounded like Hillary Clinton.
What's that?
Nothing.
Okay, well, look, we'll see you at the cookout, right?
What cookout?
The one at your house.
I'm not having a cookout.
No one called you about that either?
No.
Hey, did any of you call Jolene about the cookout at her house?
I'm telling you, nobody called me, Mom.
Well, I guess it's good that I'm talking to you now, then, so you'll have time to go out and get what you need.
I wasn't even planning on being back. Was this, like, the 15th year that we've taken off the week after Memorial Day? How can none of y'all remember that? There's no time. Why didn't you let me know?
Well, I'm letting you know now.
You should have let me know before now.
It's not a big deal. The stores are still open.
Yeah, I know, but there's... I could have... If I'd known about this, I could have
done... You've got plenty of time to go get what you need. No.
Why can't anyone else have the barbecue? What about Iris?
Well, she's going to have a big headache.
How do you know that?
She always has a headache on Mondays.
Wow. Okay. What about Camellia?
Camellia's fine. She just doesn't want any of us over there.
What about RJ?
Your brother?
Yeah.
Well, his mother-in-law is in town, and if he has it over at his house, well, she's going to be there.
So, why do you care?
Well, because I haven't met her yet, and all my summer dresses are in the cleaners, and I won't have anything to wear.
Wear one of your pants?
I don't want to be in a pantsuit when I meet somebody for the first time.
They look fine. Why not?
Well, because I have the same problem you have, Jolene. They all make me look like SpongeBob SquarePants.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, we both got that flat rear end from your grandmother's side of the family.
I don't have that problem.
Well, maybe it was my father's side of the family.
I don't like you talking about...
Could have been your uncle.
That kind of stuff on radio.
I just know that your sister found a big family portrait, one of those old ones on Ancestry.com, and everybody in the picture had a big flat butt.
Mom?
Yeah?
Why don't you just go back to the table with everyone else, enjoy your dinner. I'm not going to be ready to have any kind of gathering for the family. I'm not doing it. I will send someone over with some food. Y'all can still have your party at the house, okay?
You mean it?
I mean it.
Great. I might invite some of the girls from the club over, too. Does your outside guest bathroom work yet? I don't want them to have to shake the handle. You know, they always forget to do that, and the toilet overflows.
I'll have someone check it out.
All right. That sounds great. I knew we could count on you, honey.
All right, Mom. I'll see you when I get back, okay?
All right.
Love you.
Love you, baby.
Hey, whoa, like Jolene's at the beach, and the rest of the Roxbury players are at the, they ain't here. I guess they're, you know, somewhere. Anyway, thanks for spending your weekend with us. I mean, with me, because I'm the only one here. I mean, well, you know, whatever, dude. Enjoy the rest of the show. Ooh, ooh.
Let's join our very own Martha Stewart. See what's going on inside her head. Yikes. What's up, lady?
Well, dear, I thought it might be a good idea to go over some cleaning basics.
Okay.
Of course, you know, one of the most dreaded tasks of the spring cleaning season is, of course, cleaning the windows. Please keep in mind that dirty panes are no problem when you use rubber-edged squeegees, which are quicker and more effective than cloth or newspaper. And thankfully, they come in a variety of sizes with a screw-on extension for those hard-to-reach places.
Got it.
Begin by dipping your sponge into a bucket of warm water and a few drops of mild dish soap. Dampen squeegee starting at upper corner. Draw it down pain from top to bottom. Repeat overlapping strokes and wiping rubber edge with sponge after each stroke. For larger windows, snake squeegee back and forth and touch up edges. Dry window sills with a cloth.
You're already losing us. Actually, you probably lost all of us when you suggested cleaning windows. What else you got?
Here's a fun idea for a Saturday. Whip up a dozen pitchers of mimosas. Invite one or two friends over. Unscrew all the light bulbs in the house and polish them with a microfiber cloth dampened with water.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Martha, you can't put a wet rag in the light socket.
My new assistant, John Joseph. He thinks he knows everything.
Yeah, I kind of learned about not mixing water and electricity when I was two.
You should know better than that. You don't know these things.
Yeah, you are supposed to know these things. What's the matter with you? Okay, I don't know if everybody heard that. You're cleaning the ceiling fans now? What if I don't have a lamb's wool duster?
If you don't have one, I found a couple of kittens at the end of a mop does the trick just fine.
Girl, that's real kittens.
Oh, of course not, dear.
Good.
And finally, remember to change the direction of your ceiling fans.
It's a switch?
It's easy, dear.
Okay.
Standard clockwise direction provides a pleasant breeze during warm months. Seems to be going in the wrong direction.
Does JJ have to tell you everything?
Looks like you do.
That fan's coming off the ceiling at any moment. Shut it off! Jolene, I'm gonna have to speak with you next week, dear.
No problem, Martha.
Martha!
Shut it off! Our very own Martha Stewart, everyone. And, her new assistant, John Joseph. I think he goes by JJ, but I don't think she cares. You guys stick around. We will be right back with more show.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the Master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s. Like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it. The Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
Vac Master.
We look it up, we fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
VacMaster.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Roxbury!
Good day, I'm Regina Wainwright. This is lesson number 41A on how to converse in Alabama, USA. When conversing with an Alabamian, you must keep in mind that it is a common occurrence for consonants to be left totally out of a word for no apparent reason, whereby leaving behind a conglomeration of vowel sounds likened only to the sound of a mother wildebeest defending her calf against a pack of wild dogs. These words are often referred to as condensed words. Try to identify the condensed word in the following sentence. Skeeter was sick today, but I'm certain he'll be aight tomorrow. Did you identify the condensed word? Let's listen again. Skeeter was sick today, but I'm certain he'll be aye tomorrow. If you said all right, you're 100% aight. Let's move on to this lesson's definition. The term tore up is in itself incorrect grammar, as in the sentence, while on her smoke break, Diane was served with a restraining order, but it was tore up by the time she got back to her post in the toddler room.
Restraining? I don't need restraining. I'm gonna tear his truck up.
The term tore up can also function as an adjectival phrase in the same sentence, meaning broken, upset. Thus, Diane was tore up over the fact that her smoke break was ruined when she was served with a restraining order. There is also an occasion for a condensed version of tore up. when, as is tradition, the central consonant R is removed, resulting in the term toe up, a phrase that carries essentially the same meaning and can serve the same functions. However, the term toe up is most often used to describe the state of being exceedingly intoxicated, as in, Lloyd came in at 4 o'clock this morning, toe up as a homeless person's bicycle. Did you notice that the term toe up was actually comparing two nouns? In this sentence, it is made clear to the reader that Lloyd and his bicycle were both exceedingly toe up. That's it for today's lesson on how to converse in Alabama, USA. I'm Regina Wainwright. Join us next time, won't you?
Hi, I'm a high-strung college student, and even I listen to the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour. Because, I mean, they're all weird and unbalanced, just like me.
Think of all the things that cause you stress every day. Traffic. The office. The family. All this stress causes headache pain. When you feel a stress headache coming on, reach for new, improved Calmofed.
But aspirin upsets my stomach.
Don't worry. There's no aspirin in Calmofed.
And caffeine makes me jittery.
No problem. There's no caffeine in Calmofed either.
I just don't trust all those buffers and extra ingredients.
Chill out, you big weenie. Huh? There are no artificial ingredients or chemicals in Calmofed, okay?
Oh, okay. Give it here. I'll try some. Let me pull out the cotton and... Hey, the cotton's the only thing in the bottle.
That's right. Just stick it in your ears.
Oh, okay.
Now the stress that causes headaches is gone. Isn't that right, you paranoid wimp?
What?
Calmofed. Absolutely no artificial ingredients. Mm-hmm. No harmful ingredients. No ingredients at all.
What?
Use only as directed. Do not use in the path of heavy machinery.
What?
Calmofed. Don't you feel calmer already?
This portion of the Jolie and Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Joe's Squash Stand. Here's Joe.
I squash things. Cars, houses, egos, pumpkins, careers, bugs.
Can you squash squash?
That kind of seems redundant.
How do you do it?
Well, I get this 2-ton metal boot.
Why would anyone have a 2-ton metal boot?
Are you making fun of my feet? You just squashed my self-respect.
Sorry.
No, that's good. You want a job?
Bathing suit season is here, and, you know, we're in the South, so it's really going to run through at the end of October. Around here, you could actually wear your bathing suit as your Halloween costume. And right about now, some of us are watching every bite of food that goes into our mouths. And you don't want other people to see you eating the wrong types of food, because then you look ridiculous if you complain about gaining weight. But you still want to eat that stuff. Some of us have to resort to hiding. Hiding to eat what we want. And just make that part of your new diet.
You know, starting a diet is easy. It's staying on one that's hard. And how do you cheat on your diet after you've already told everybody about it? You don't want your friends to see you chow down an entire pan of 7-layer dip. It's embarrassing. But what's a girl to do?
Uh-oh. Last week, I was blogging about this new diet I started. Girl, I didn't last 2 days on that thing. Potato chips, cookies. I'm eating everything I can get my hands on. And I'm much unhappy about that. Can't let nobody know I fell off the wagon, and I don't want to lie, but it's all you can eat appetizers at the club tonight. This could get scandalous.
Uh-oh. Hey there, girl, you standing in the buffet line.
You better watch your plate.
You best stand aside and let me serve up mine.
I need carbohydrates,
'cause if I pile it on fast, then maybe no one will know.
Don't want to put on a show.
That I'll be eating like a hog on the other side of that door.
That's right, that's why I'm eating in the ladies' room. I shouldn't eat this.
Got a knife, fork, and spoon.
It's so full of carbs.
That's right, I'm eating in the ladies' room.
Where's my napkin?
I'll be back real soon.
Hey, when are you gonna get out of there? We got some line of people waiting to pee.
Sometimes being a woman, it ain't easy.
Do you often suffer from backaches, irritable bowel, bloatedness, muscle spasm, anxiety, depression, explosive diarrhea, incontinence, swelling of the limbs, blurred vision, unwanted hair, headache, carpal tunnel syndrome? Are you uncoordinated and find yourself unable to perform simple tasks?
Like what?
Such as skiing on the backs of dolphins?
That happened to me just the other day.
Well, if you're a woman, chances are that all of the above listed symptoms will happen to you and your life will begin falling apart by the time you reach age 30.
No!
Scientific studies conducted in laboratories in places you've never heard of have determined that women are inherently weak, fragile, and typically unable to cope with life. Simply by being born female, there is a 100% guarantee that your entire skeletal system is doomed to collapse.
No!
Why, if you listen closely, you can hear your bones shrinking as we speak.
Oh my God, I can really hear it!
Face it, you're a woman, and there's little that can be done about it until now.
Oh, thank God.
From the makers of Elimajoy and Euroblast, the world's first caffeinated douche, comes Tylafem.
Tylafem?
At the Tylafem Laboratories, our team of certifiable biochemists have created a chain of really big, scary words designed to make you feel hyper-conscious and develop an extreme disabling awareness about your mortality.
Yellow.
Hello, Barry.
Yeah.
It's Rhonda.
Hey.
I need you to stop at the store and get me some Tylafem.
What do you need that for?
Don't ask me why. I could be dying right now.
One of those women's things, huh?
Just hurry up.
All right.
If you are a woman, you should take Tylafem. We're not sure what it does, but our research proves that you should be buying it, Tylafem, because being a woman is scary as hell.
There is a new SUV that's unlike any other. It's big because you want big, but you also don't want to worry about lousy gas mileage. And with the new Skeeter SUV, that worry is a thing of the past. Thanks to new hybrid technology, you can get more miles per gallon in your big Skeeter SUV. How does it work? Easy. As you approach a wimpy little car from the rear and start to climb over it with a Skeeter's patented Action Track suspension, a special metal tube projects from the Skeeter, piercing the gas tank of the car and sucking out all the gas therein. It only takes a few seconds, then you can roll right over that car and leave its empty husk behind, as nature intended. Yes, the new Skeeter is a hybrid of SUV technology and classic mosquito design. The Skeeter is definitely an itch you can scratch. Get over to your Skeeter dealer today, but hurry, get there before you see a Skeeter in your rearview mirror.
Hope you guys are having a great weekend. I want you to remember to do two things this weekend. First, follow the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on Facebook. Second, download the FM Talk 106.5 app. You can do all kinds of things with the app. You can get in touch with Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton in the morning. Yep, just push the little microphone button and you'll be able to send them messages in real time. Same goes for Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan. You will also have access on the go to over 50 hours a week of local programming. Thanks for taking us along with you. We'll be right back. So meet me right back here. Nope. Move over a little left a little bit. Uh-huh. Right there.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
It's already feeling like summer outside, and I gotta find some of my cooler dresses because June, a very busy wedding month. I have 3 weddings to attend this month, but thankfully I'm not in any of them. Finding something to wear, the perfect dress, especially if you're the mother of the bride, can be challenging.
Jennifer's wedding day was fast approaching. Nothing could dampen her excitement.
I am not putting up with this anymore.
Putting up with what?
Not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother had found the perfect dress to wear and would be the best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Jennifer was horrified to learn that her father's new young wife had bought the exact same dress as her mother.
Oh, my goodness.
Jennifer asked her father's new young bride to exchange it, but she refused.
Yeah, right. I look like a million bucks in this dress, and I'm totally wearing it.
Jennifer told her mother, who graciously said,
Never mind, sweetheart. I'll get another dress. After all, it's your special day.
A few days later, they went shopping and did find another gorgeous dress for her mother. When they stopped for lunch, Jennifer asked her mother,
Aren't you going to return the other dress? I mean, you're really not going to wear it anywhere else, are you?
Her mother just smiled and replied,
Wait for it.
Of course I'm going to wear it, dear. I'll be wearing it to the rehearsal dinner the night before the wedding.
Sweet!
Game, set, and match.
Jolene, if we don't get this finished today, we miss our deadline.
My nails are still wet.
Did you even watch the tutorial I sent you?
No. I don't change my Facebook status every 15 minutes like some people. How do I change the screen color?
Oh my God, you are making this so much more complicated than it is.
No wonder you're in a fog. You are hopelessly analog.
iPod, iPad, I give up. They're not my cup of tea. Instead of living life on Facebook, I just watch TV. My friends all say I'm weird and that it's hard to keep in touch with me. If you don't like my voicemail, then stop calling me so much.
Answer your phone!
We are living in a digital world, and I am not a digital girl. You know that we are living in a digital world, and I am not a digital girl.
Does your status actually say Happy New Year still?
Uh-huh.
Come on!
What?
I update, post, I tweet, it's just that's not my favorite place. No way. Sometimes things are much more fun when we are face to face.
I don't get it.
I know.
It's not because I'm old, I'm not. It's not because I'm unkind. I'm fine. But each day I take quiet time so I don't lose my mind.
Too late.
Because we are living in a digital world, but I am not a digital girl. I know that we are living in a digital world, but I am not a digital girl.
Would you look at that? It seems I've accidentally dropped my cell phone in the toilet. That's a shame.
You got digitalis.
Oh, shut up, Earl. That's a heart medication. Leave me alone. And anyway, Dan said he'd take care of all this post-production stuff because I'm just so adorable.
You're kidding, right?
I thought that's what you said. You told me you had all kinds of free time.
All right, forget it. Forget it.
That's what you,
I'm out of here.
That's what you said.
See ya.
It's not that bad.
Not thinking anymore.
Oh, Dan.
Adios.
I know how the rest of that goes.
It's time to crank up the Jolene Roxbury Wayback Machine.
Hi, we're your good friends at the Internal Revenue Service with some exciting news. You just may get audited this year.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
If you're in a group that starts with T.
Less government, man. A little more tea. Oh, thank you.
Harassing you is top priority.
Oh, here they come again, dude. No!
Because they're the taxmen.
Indeed they are.
They're the taxmen.
No, I think the problem with the government is that...
Stop talking about the government.
Yes, sir, right now, dude. Yeah, sorry about that. No more zipper.
It's not your concern how much they spend.
Isn't it my money, though? Man, dude.
Because they're the taxmen.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
Yeah, the taxmen.
Well, if you ask me, I'd have to say...
If your opinion's false, they'll make it true. If you don't agree, they'll audit you.
Yow!
If you don't see their way, they'll lock your view. Because the IRS makes their own rules.
Will you take a check? Oh, you'll take it all.
Yeah, that's a pretty old clip. I like it, though. That was back when we were kind of worried that the IRS was going to start
taking over health care. Good grief. The stuff we have all been through, you know? And still going through it. That's about as close as we get to making any sort of political reference, political party reference. We are here to have a good time, help you have a good time, help you take a break from all that stuff and anything else that's bugging you. And just kind of relax, sit back, have a good time. And we don't do any math on this show either. We don't ask you to figure out any word problems or any problems at all. Hey, but you know what? We did break our record. We have 4 birthdays this week. Yep, they were sent in last week. So here we go.
We heard you're having a birthday, and so we'll sing happy birthday. Oh, happy, happy, happy,
happy birthday. Hey, it's your birthday, Sky Wilson. I'm thinking Sky is a girl, because I don't know, I just think it is. Happy, how old is Sky? Sky is 23. And this is from her mom. Mom says, I love you so very much. Have a wonderful birthday. Her birthday is actually today, June 1st. Oh man, and I totally forgot about this one. My great nephew. You know, you're old. I feel so old saying great nephew. So I just say Greffew. Dash Harvey turned the big 10. 10 years old last week. These great little nephews, they're all their birthdays feel like they're crammed right together. I think they do that to spite me. But I guess they didn't have any control over that. Anyway, Nancy Deal is turning the big 4-0 today. This is from her husband. Her husband, Greg. And you know what? Husbands like to point out when you've got a big birthday coming. They just do. They're doing it on this show anyway, and I'm thinking they do it everywhere. So, but that's okay. The big 4-0, not a big deal. Been there, done that. And rounding us out today is Kathy Kimes, and she turns 46 today. Happy birthday, Kathy. Hope you have a great week coming up. And if you'd like to submit a birthday or any special day that you have coming up or somebody you love, you can message us on our Facebook page, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, or send an email to me, jolene@joleneroxbury.com.
Happy birthday to you.
Apple introduces a new iPhone for people who want to be extra frugal with their purchases. It's the MyPhone, the phone for people not overly picky about high-tech improvements. While the iPhone 15 is made of titanium, the MyPhone is made of tough, durable, double-strength plywood. The MyPhone does almost everything an iPhone does. You can make calls. Hello, Charlie?
Hello, is someone there?
Charlie, it's Bill.
You're feeling ill.
What?
What?
You can send texts. The MyPhone has a long battery life, and when they run down, just pop in another 4 double A's. And like any other iPhone, the MyPhone puts the world at your fingertips.
Hey, sorry.
Working.
What is the square root of 9?
The MyPhone, only $39.99 wherever stuff is sold. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook on this MyPhone to tell you about a special offer. And there's the money-saving coupon he was telling you about. Make my phone your phone. It'll be done in a moment. Almost there.
I remember that sound. So I got great nephews, and I remember that sound. Oh my gosh. So glad you guys decided to include us in some of your precious me time, taking us with you, no matter where you are, whatever you happen to be getting yourself up to. We love it, and it's so much more fun when we are all together. We have a lot of fun doing what we do, And you wouldn't think so, maybe, but it takes a lot of work to make it seem like it's not a lot of work. Does that make sense? But I know for me personally, it's my calling. It's what I'm supposed to do. And I'm certainly much more suited for this world than I was doing what I was doing for quite a long time.
At the non-specific and completely hypothetical law firm where Jolie...
Hey, don't get too personal.
...might or might not have been employed.
It's better.
There are two separate yet equally important groups, the attorneys and the paralegals and legal assistants who assist the attorneys with lawyer stuff.
Jolene?
Yes, sir?
Would you look in here for a minute?
Sure. What's up?
I need you to clarify something for me.
Okay.
This deposition summary.
For those of you who don't know, a deposition summary is where you take hundreds of pages of witness testimony and summarize it into a much shorter version of said testimony, making sure to highlight and focus on the important parts. Kind of like a short story, only different.
This deposition summary.
Yes, sir.
Seems to have taken you an awful long time to get this done.
Oh, you mean the expert testimony from the aerospace engineer? The one that spoke broken English?
Yeah, that's the one.
The rocket scientist. The one the court reporter had to keep asking him to repeat himself because she couldn't understand a word he was saying?
Yeah, that's the
one. Where I came in early for 3 days, worked through lunch, took it home with me to finish it in time for trial so you could have it to look over it on the plane?
Yeah, that's the one. What do you have to say for yourself?
I guess that would be...
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
No attorneys were harmed in the making of that segment.
We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for spending time with us. It's a lot more fun when you're around. I don't care what anybody says. Don't you believe them. You're fun. And you know what? Even if you're not, we're still glad you're here. Because we know that if you're listening, you need us. You need endolphins in your life. And like we always tell folks, endolphins, they're not in the water. They are released when you laugh. In the same way, endorphins are released when you exercise, for example. But we don't want you to lift a finger. Endorphins just, they're there to make you feel better. There they are. See? They heard you. They listen to the show, too. They have to. They get a per diem. Not money, just a plethora of fish and squid. Some of you may really be sick of hearing me talk about bugs. You know, we talked a lot about the cicadas, and we're going to continue to do that. I have not heard the first one yet up here at the farm. But I know they're there. I know they're coming. I have spies, people reporting in all up and down the I-65 corridor. I thought I heard one last night, but it wasn't. I think it was a frog. I'm not sure. All of this move has been a bit of an adjustment. Now, we were on Dog River. The studio and everything was on Dog River. And, you know, we had bugs down there, but not like this. This is completely different. And you may remember this. I actually reached out for help, some guidance in that department, way before we ever moved up here full time. Yeah, hey, good morning. My name's Jolene Roxbury. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks. I got a radio show.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bug problem in the studio. Got a lot of folks that eat in the studio. And, you know, I know that's attracting bugs, but also maybe the season's changing, doing something. I don't know, but it's driving me nuts.
Okay, then.
I was kind of hoping you could go over a list with me of the bugs you treat, because some of the stuff that's coming in here, I've never seen these bugs before. I mean, not even on Discovery Channel. So, do you have a list you could run down?
I'd be glad to do that. We treat roaches, ants, ticks, fleas, spiders, rats, mice, swordfish, millipede, cricket, earwigs, everything.
Earl who?
Earwigs.
Earwigs? You mean like they go down in your ear?
No.
Oh, well, my grandma used to tell me about this bug that would crawl down in your ear while you're sleeping. Used to scare me to death.
Hey, if they bad enough, it's just like where roaches, they'll bite you.
Roaches will bite you? Woo,
Oh, and a good friend of mine has a cosmetics company. And she said, you know how you'll sleep in your makeup sometimes? And she said, you wake up and one eye has mascara on it and the other one doesn't. She said that there are these bugs, these little micro bugs or something that will actually eat the mascara off your face.
Okay, I know mice get in your hair, and mice can get in your bed, your mattress and stuff, too. I don't know about the mascara, but that's true. Mice, you can't get, mice can eat your whole mattress.
Are you saying mice?
No, mice, M-I-T-E-S.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Y'all got pictures of them things at your office?
Oh, yes, we sure do.
Ugh.
Yes, ma'am, that's really a true story.
That's awful. Okay, and my contract will cover every bug, all of them?
That's everything. Just everything. Centipede, millipede, everything.
Centipede and millipede. Is that like, is that metric measurements of bugs?
What you mean?
Well, like metric, like milli and I can't.
Yeah, it's like a lot of legs on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Which one of them has more legs, millipede or centipede?
That's a good question, ain't it?
Yeah, one I'd like the answer to. All right, let's talk about the roach coverage. What you got?
Yeah, 5 different type of roaches, and this include like American roach, brown roaches, German roaches.
German roaches?
German roaches is real bad.
Like on Hogan's Heroes.
It's like oriental roaches, smoker brown roaches, and you know the tree roaches, I think them the big, I'm thinking that's American roaches, I believe.
Miracle roach?
American.
Okay, and I'm covered for all them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what about those big roaches outside?
Yes.
Okay.
And then most of the time when they come in, they die inside anyway. Well, the tree roaches are no definite.
Tree roaches? The ones that fly?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. This is not good. We got some bugs coming in here. Look like they're wearing football helmets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're huge.
What's your name?
Jolene Roxbury.
Okay, then.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sure we're going to use you guys. I've heard a lot of good things about you, so I'll get with you later on.
Well, just give us a call back.
And look, thanks for all your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
You know, it's starting to interfere with my routine. And I think sometimes the bugs try to lull you into a false sense of security. They'll go away for a few minutes. I stepped outside late afternoon a couple days ago. I was going to have Adeline over. We're going to grill some chicken out on the grill. And these gnats just descended upon me. This big, black, moving cloud. And they go straight for my face. I left a message with Adeline telling her, I can't deal with this. There's bugs out here. You need to turn around and go back home. She wasn't having it.
Hey, Jolene, look. I know you told me there's some bugs flying around up there, but look, you're just going to have to put on your big girl drawers and cook the food anyway, because I'm on my way.
All right.
The plan was to grill chicken Friday night. I thought, hey, it looks so nice outside. Wasn't long before I changed my mind.
What if there's an old beekeeper suit around here?
A zillion black gnats invaded my space. This outdoor spray is such a waste. Cause they're still in my face.
And citronella does nothing.
This country life takes acclimation, y'all. The only time I like is fall. The other seasons blow.
Maybe the bugs are getting ready for the holidays.
These bugs have taken a toll on me. Nothing I buy will keep these things away.
Okay.
I won't let them get the best of me. Choice. I want a grill cause I don't fry anymore.
Not even shrimp?
No.
How about some oysters for a
no.
po'boy? Homemade potato chips?
No.
Well, I think that's just terrible that the rest of us have to suffer just cause you're watching what you eat. That is just totally unfair.
Are you gonna eat your chicken tenders if they taste like deep woods off?
Hell no.
Okay then. Y'all, the struggle is real. I'm sorry. It's going to do it for us. We will meet you guys right back here next week. Remember to go to fmtalk1065.com. That's where the podcast lives, in addition to our Facebook page. You can still catch us if you miss us. Or if somebody was making a lot of noise or talking to you the whole time you were trying to listen to the show, podcast. There you go. Have a great week. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.